The Gemara began, Rabbi Akiva, or Rashi's Girsa in the first paragraph of Masechtas Tainus, is Mar Ukfa Iklu Leginzak. And Bo Mine, they asked him three questions. Misanim L'shoyz, Eim Misanim L'shoyz. Kan Kanim Shalev De Kechavim Asurim Oy Mutarim. And Bameshi Meish Moshe Kol Shivis Yimei Amaluim. The Gemara says that he didn't know the answer to any one of the three. When he came back to the Beis Medrash, so he asked the Oilam HaYeshiva, and they told him, as it relates to Misanah L'shoyz, Hilchas HaMisanah L'shoyz. Not just that, you could even say Tfilas Anenu. Kan Kanim Shalev De Kechavim, no way in the world. In fact, it's enough in a Mishnah. Avay Dazar Chavtas on the base. Abalacha Yud Beis Chodesh. Then already it's going to be Mutter. And as it relates to Bamesh Shimesh Moshe Shivis Yimei Amaluim, the answer is, he wore a Chaluk Lavan. Rav Kahana added to that, it was a Chaluk Lavan. She'ein Boy Imra. Rashi says that the reason the Chevra in Ginzak, and really Rabbi Akiva, or Marukva for that matter, were a little bit unsure of Bamesh Shimesh Moshe during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim is because they were confident, L'chaira, that he didn't wear the regular Big Day Kohuna. Meaning, if somebody asked you, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoida during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim, which begotim did he wear? I would say he probably wore the Big Day Kohuna. I don't know. If he brought the carbon tumin and, you know, he did everything that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, so why would you think that the begotim that he wore were any different, right? What's really the Shaila? And you see, Rabbi Akiva, Marukva, I'm not sure what the answer is. L'chaira, it's so obvious. They wore Big Day Kohuna. So Rashi says, I'll tell you why. Because the Pasuk says, V'asisa Big Day Kodesh, le'aharu nochicha, l'chavoit u'lesifares. And it sounds a little bit from this Pasuk that Big Day Kodesh adafka le'aharu nochicha. It's meant dafka for the Kohanim. I mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Kohen. So it's for that reason, it's a little bit unclear what Moshe Rabbeinu wore. And the maskana was that what he wore was a chaluk lavan. Tosfos Dibra Mascha Bamesh Shimesh Moshe Kol Shivis Yimei Amaluim starts with Rashi, and Tosfos says that I have a little bit of a problem. And really, the hakdama to this problem is a Gemara Masecht Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph on the days, and I think it's kedai to go through a few lines of this Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. I'm going to skip around a little bit. Amar Rav. Rav said Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. V'cholik b'kotshei shamayim hoy. Not only was a Kohen Gadol, but he used to partake in the kotshei shamayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen Gadol, and he used to partake in the kotshei shamayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es hechoze, dat dat dat, me'el hamiluim l'moshe ha'ilamon. Oh, me'el hamiluim l'moshe ha'ilamon. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to get a chet. And the Gemara heard what Rav said, and the Gemara jumped on Rav. The Gemara said, what? You mean to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol? I have 17 braises. That make absolutely no sense. Not mamish, but a lot of braises. If you're going to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Was Moshe Rabbeinu a Kohen Gadol, or was Moshe Rabbeinu not a Kohen Gadol? So let's go back now to Tosis and Avodah Zarah. Daf Lamed Aleph and Afrek Tosis Akasha. Rashi said that the reason the Olam came and asked Rabbi Akiva or Mar Ukva this question about Meshi Mesh Moshe Kol Shivis Yimei Amaluim. It was based on the fact that the pasuk says Vasisa Big Day Kodesh La'aharu Nochicha L'Chavaydu L'Sefaris, and the pasuk seems to be saying that the Big Day Kodesh is meant for who? It's meant Dafka for Aharon. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Avodah, how's he supposed to do the Avodah? It's a freight toys like a shmak akash. According to the man that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, so Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, that means he did the Avodah. Presumably, not just during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim. If he did that void, and not only during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim, then L'chaira Yesh Lachgar the same exact question. When he did the Avoida during that Kufa, how did he do the Avoida? Did he do the Avoida with what begotim? Meaning, if you're going to tell me that the reason we're mistopic how Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoida during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim is because he couldn't use the Big Day Kuna, because the Big Day Kuna is yuchis to who? It's meant dafka for Aharon Uvanov. Well, if that's the case, you have the same exact problem for the 40 years in the Midbar when Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoida. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the Avoida now for 40 years in the Midbar, what clothing is he wearing? Now, tell me the Big Day Kuna? Vasisa Big Day Kodesh L'Harin Ochicha. So if the question is based on this pasuk, Vasisa Big Day Kodesh L'Harin Ochicha, Freik Toises, why is it only a question regarding the Shivas Yimei Amaluim? It should be a question regarding the 40 years in the Midbar. L'manda Amar that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol and he did the Avodah for the 40 years that he was in the Midbar. So because of this, Toises says different pshatim in why there was a shayla b'meshi mishmoit shabeshivis me'amalom. It can't be because of the pasuk v'asisa b'kodesh la'ar nechicha, because then this question would be a much more global question. You'd have the same question, not just for the 7 days, you'd have a question for the entire term. Right? Why are we picking on the 7 days? How did Moshe ever do the avoid? Elamai, the Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen gadol. Elamai, there's something unique about these 7 days. What's unique about these 7 days? Tosfos has two suggestions. One suggestion he says is, could be there was no big dekuna yet. Could be the big dekuna didn't happen until after the 7 days. If there's no big dekuna, so how did he do the avoid? He couldn't have worn the big dekuna. He doesn't have the big dekuna. After the 7 days, of course he wore the big dekuna. Tosfos brings from the Rimei or Lainish, a very famous chiddush, and that is that when Moshe Rabbeinu did the avoid during the Shivas Yemei Amaluim, the Mishkan didn't have a din Mishkan, had a din Bama. And by Bama, there was no halacha of Big Day Kuna. And it's for that reason the Gemara is mistopic by Meshi Mishmoisha. But the bottom line is this is the machlokes Rashi Tosfos over here in our Gemara. What's underpinning the question about Meshi Mishmoisha? According to Rashi, it's a pasuk. V'asisa Big Day Kodesh, Tafka Lahar Nochicha. Tosfos says, if that's the case, the question is not only Shivas Me'amalun. The question is any time Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. And we know there's a man Domin Zvachim that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu used to often do the Avodah. So Tosfos says one or two reasons. Either it's based on the fact that there was no big day kuna during the Shivas Me'amalun, or from the Meir Lainish, who said that the Mishkan during the Shivas Me'amalun had a din of a bama. If it had a din of a bama, at that point, there's really no big day kahuna. So as it relates to this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was maybe a kohen gadol, and if Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen gadol, so he has the right, he has the license to maybe do the avoda. I saw in the Keren Ora, in the Sechtes Vachem Daf Kufal from the base, on that Gemara right there, he asks a Ha'ara. The Gemara began, Omar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol Haya, V'choylik B'kotshe Shemayim. Frank the Keren Ora, Yesh L'daktik, Minolei the Kohen Gadol Haya. How do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol? Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu, not just Kohen Haya, Kohen Gadol Haya. And he says, Nehi the Alfina Mihai Kra, the Hoya Oicha B'kotshe Shemayim. And even though there's a makar from the Pasik that Rab brought, that he used to eat Kotshe Shemayim, Avo Koyin Godol Minale. How do you know that he used to eat Koyin Godol? V'chein B'parsha Nemar Kol Avoidas Koyin Godol Aharon Levad. Right, and really all the halachas of Koyin Godol, it's always talking to Aharon. So Freit, the Keren Ora, I understand Rab as a makar that he used to maybe eat Kotshe Shemayim, but a Koyin's allowed to eat Kotshe Shemayim. How do you know that he was a Koyin Gadol? The Eishloima says the Keren Ora. The Misvara Oimer came, that the Rav thinks in Svara, because Kivin the Bezayin Yimei Amaluim Hoyim Moshe Meshamesh Levad, because being that during the Zayin Yimei Amaluim Moshe Rabbeinu was being Meshamesh by himself, Mistabra Shalo Yorad Mimalosai. It's Mistabra that he didn't lose his Maila. Meaning, if Moshe Rabbeinu during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim is the only one doing the Avodah, so he's the proverbial Kohen Gadol. And it's Mistabra that he wouldn't have lost his Madrega once other Kayanim started doing the Avodah. Ubertsoinoi Hayataloi. And it's Mistaber that really was all up to him. And really, if he wanted, he could have been Meshamish Bekuna Gedoyla for the entire 40 years. But being that he was Tarid B'Shechina, and really the makar to that line is from the Sugya there on Daf Kofal from the base, he niach laharin hakuna gedoyla. He left the Kuna Gedoyla for Aharon HaKohen. In other words, says the Keren Ora, you want to know how Rav Nun was a Kohen Gadol? Because for 7 days, he's the only one doing the Avodah. You're going to tell me he lost his Madregas? It's Pasha to me is the Kohen Gadol. If that's the case, how come he's never doing the Avodah? How come you don't find it anywhere? Says the Keren Ora, that's out of his own volition. It's a personal decision that he made. If he wanted, he could have done the Avodah for 40 years. Because he's busy with the Shechina, like the Gemara says. It's for that reason he left the Kuna Gedoyla to Aharon. Ki Mailas Moshe says the Keren Ora Hayoyse Gedoyla. Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega is aggressive Madrega from Aharon. Ki Mavur B'Divrei Azayra Kodesh. Moshe Shushbina De Malka V'Chulu. The Kolshken Shloi Nigra Me'ita Mailas Aharon Gankin. It can't be that he doesn't have the Maila of Aharon Akoy. Keren Ora is saying, Adover Nifla, the Keren Ora is saying that I think that Rav holds Moshe Rabbeinu was a real Kohen Gadol. And really, if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, he could have done the Avodah every day. But he didn't do it. He left it over for Aharon HaKohen. He decided, he chose not to do the Avodah. So again, our Gemara b'mesh shimei shaharin, b'mesh shimei shmoisha, during the Shiva Zimei Amaluim, there's a mandama that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu really was a Kohen Gadol, he could have always done the Avodah. But the Keren Ori is saying he didn't do the Avodah. Keren Ori is saying he didn't do the Avodah. Does that answer Tais Kasha? Tais wants to know, how did he do the Avodah? Keren Ori says he didn't. Yeah, not sure. But the bottom line is, Keren Ori says it was B'rtsoina HaYotolei, and he on his own decided not to do the Avodah. Now, why not? So after Keren Ori, because he was Torah B'shchin. Now, really, that line of Torah B'Shechina comes from the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says Moshe was Torah B'Shechina. The Gemara says, where do you find that he was Torah B'Shechina? Because you find Bashkama Allah, Bashkama Yarad. It's really a little bit of a hard Gemara to understand. Because when was Moshe Rabbeinu Bashkama Allah, Bashkama Yarad? This all happened when? It happened when he went up to Mekabel the Torah, 40 days, and 40 days, and 40 days. What does it have to do with 40 years in the Midbar? Where's the Bashkama Allah, Bashkama Yarad? I looked around, I saw the Rebbe Leib Steinman, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach, his Sefer Yelos Hashachi, he says, Tzorich in Godel, he has no Havana in the world. What the Gemara even means? I mean, so Rashi learns the Gemara, Ayin Sham. But it's a little bit hard to understand. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah B'Shechina, this is what the Keren Ori says, and because of that, he chose not to do the Avodah. So maybe we could just make one Tzurshtal, as it relates to understanding this a little bit better. So again, one takeaway, little faplantert. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen Gadol, and if Moshe Rabbeinu wants to do the Avodah, he could do the Avodah every single day. But he decided on his own, he chose not to do the Avodah. The Chasam Sofer in a drasha, and this is in a drasha that he gave on Parsha Zachar, in the year Tov Kuf Peivav, this is in Prishbarg, in the old Tfusim, it's Tav Kuf Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph, that's where it starts, it goes into Tar Beis. In the new Tfusim, it's Drush Yud. So the Chasam Sofer brings from the Pirish of the Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah that said that if you look in Parshas Vayikra, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Aharon Uvanov to do the Avodah, so 9 times it says that the Bnei Aharon are the ones that should do the Avodah. V'krivu Bnei Aharon, it says it 9 times. 9 times it says, V'zorku Bnei Aharon, they're the ones that should do the Avodah. Why? So the Balei Tosfos said, it's keneged the 9 times that Aharon HaKohen's name is mentioned by the Chet Eichel. So if you look in the Parsha of the Eagle, 9 times Aharon HaKohen's name is mentioned, and connected that 9 times Hashem tells the Bnei Aharon to do the Avodah, not Aharon to do the Avodah. Now, Pashit, everyone in history who ever learned this shtickle learned it, that what the Balei Tosfos were trying to say was like an oinish on Aharon, that because Aharon was involved in the Chet HaEgel, say he was punished. What was the punishment? Not we're going to tell Aharon, but we're going to tell the Bnei Aharon. 9 times the Bnei Aharon, and it's Mechuvin Mamish, Pinklech, Kenegan, the 9 times that the name Aharon is mentioned by the Eagle. Abba said the Heilig Chasam Sofer, Vani Oimer, I hold, She Efshe Lefarish Lignai, it's impossible to be Mefarish this Lignai. I don't think that's the Pashup Shana, what's going on over here. Alkein, Nirulani is Daiti Behepach, says the Chasam Sofer, I hope Shad is just the opposite. And he's Makdamid with a Gemara, and then the Mesechtes, first parak of Masechtas Megillah, Tezayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Atzalus Nefashas. A classic Gemara, right? That Talmud Torah is greater than Atzalus Nefashas. Why? Because you find that Mordechai HaTzadik used to learn Torah, and then he had a perfect approval rating. But then, when he got involved in Atzalus Nefashas and different areas of Askanas, it was Pirshu Mimenu Miktsas Sanhedrin. And we learn from here that Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Atzalus Nefashas. Freak the Tazin every day, Yosem Reishon and Aleph. I don't understand. You mean to tell me Mordechai did something wrong? I mean, that's what it sounds like. So Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Talmud Torah. For sure, freak the Taz that when Moshe Rabbeinu, that what Mordechai HaTzadik did was the right thing. And because it is, he says a little bit of a teretz. Zok Tehelig Chasam Sofer. I'm going to tell you Pshat and Chazal. Avad what Mordechai HaTzadik did was right. There's no question in the world. If it's like you're sitting and learning, you're in front of a shtender, and you're teeth in the sugya, and someone's drowning by Yam. Of course, Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Talmud Torah. There's no question in the world. But stating that, listen to Lashayne Yazov. Ach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehiz Min Mitzvah Zu LeMardchai. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave the mitzvah Pekuach Nefashas to Mardchai, V'loy La'acher, he didn't give it to somebody else. Must be that the Torah of Mardchai HaTzadik wasn't so chaviv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it must have been that Torah Soi Shal Acherim Hi Chaviva Yoyser was more beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loy Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyispatu Heim Mitam HaTorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that they should be Mevatul Torah. Al Kein His Mila Mardcha. She said, Mardcha, I'd rather you be... Someone has to do the job. You see, this is a mistake that we sometimes make. Right? People think Bishvili Nivra Olam, that if they weren't here, all the Gevaldig Avodas that they're doing, and I don't mean this facetiously, all the real Gevaldig Avodas that they're doing wouldn't be done. If the Eibishter needs something to get done, kach kibalti. That is going to be done. Harbe shluchim l'machim. It's a schus that the Eibush is mezakeh different yechidim to be mezakeh sarabim in different areas. But no one should ever have a havamina for one second b'shvili nivra olam that if this person was not involved in his avodah, all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be bankrupt. Doesn't work that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will figure it out. Who gives a chenetz? No, if you have the schus to be the shliach, you're going to be the shliach. But really, let's be honest, the Eibishter will figure it out. And if it has to get done, it's going to get done. But the bottom line is, said the Chassam Sofer, that the Eibishter needed someone. Someone was going to do this. But if Hashem chose Mordechai, not to be the one learning, but rather to be the one involved in that, Vayis says his Torah is not chaviva kol kach. U'mishahivin when the Anshe Knesset Gdoila understood that, he lost the Madrega. The Anshe Knesset Gdoila tapped into this. They said, what's up, Hashem had kefirt that also Mordechai at Tzaddik is he's not learning anymore so much. All of a sudden, he's saving the world. I understand. But must be his Torah is not so chaviv, and that's why he lost a little bit of Madrega. And says the Chassam Sofer, this is really a rule. That anytime a person is presented with a mitzvah, and this mitzvah can be done by somebody else, of course, we know the halach is, lo yispatu mitamei Torah avura. If you have no choice, you have no choice. But there's a little bit of an omen in the fact that you were the one that was faced with this challenge to be the person that has quote-unquote no choice. It means on some level that maybe the Torah of this person is not as chavav. Said the Chassam Sofer, the Kohanim have an unbelievable avodah. What's their avodah? They're the ones that represent Klal Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash. They're the shluchei, the rachmana, they're the shluchei, of Klal Yisrael. They have an incredible, incredible, incredible mission in life. But there's a mission that's even greater than that. You know what mission is greater than that? The mission of learning Torah, or even more than that, the mission of teaching Torah, but even more than that, the rabbim heshiv meyavoin, the avodah of being able to be makar of people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people that otherwise would never learn, people that otherwise are so far removed, they're in a place where they have no hasog in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That avodah is greater than the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Kehanim don't really have a choice. Kehanim have no choice. They were given a mission. Your job is not to be the ones that are going to go out and spread the word and bring, you know, people that are far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your job is to do shechit, Kabbalah, Hiloch and Zrika, and then Aktara and Achilles Basar, and then Shvicha Shir. That's your avoida. But recognize it's not on the same level. It's not on the same level of someone that has the schus to be Mezakeh the Rabbim in a way where he's going to be a Rabbim Heshem Meyavin. Says the Chassam Sofer. Aharon HaKohen was told that because of his role in the Chet HaEgel, because of what he did, he's going to be rewarded. You know what his reward is going to be? His reward is going to be he's not going to have to do the Avodah. What do you mean? He's not going to have to do the Avodah? No. V'ekrivu b'nei Aharon. V'ektiru b'nei Aharon. V'zorku b'nei Aharon. You know what you're going to do? You're going to do something that's bigger. You're going to do what the Mishnah Nova says, that you should be mitamid of Shal Aharon HaKohen. You're going to be an Oyev Shalom, V'roid of Shalom, Oyev Esabriyas, U'mekarvan L'Torah, which is the avoid of Aharon HaKohen, V'rabim Heshem Me'ovin. It's a Pasuk of Malachi talking about Aharon HaKohen. That's the job of the Kohen Gadol, to be a V'rabim Heshem Me'ovin. Right, we always talk about the job of the Levi is, yeah, but it's also Yerim Mishpatech Le'Yakov, V'sayros Chal Yisrael. And that avoid that says the Chassam Sofer is a greater avoid than what he's doing L'fnai V'lefnim. That's a much bigger avodah. So said the Chassam Sofer, that's what's going on over here. Because of Aharon HaKohen's role in the Chet HaEgel, because his name is mentioned 9 times in the Chet HaEgel, he wasn't punished 9 times, you don't do the avodah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that your Torah, your avodah, Rabbi Meshe Meyabin, is so chaviv by me, that I would prefer you be Isaac in this. So I'm going to give those 9 avodahs instead to the Bnei Aharon. And it's Bnei Aharon, Bnei Aharon, Bnei Aharon, because I don't want you to do that. Now someone has to do it, and it's doich, it's the right thing to do. But if the Torah is so chav by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the now you're gonna talk, what do you mean? Because he was involved, Aharon HaKohen, in the Chet HaEgel, that's why this is his reward. So we know the answer to that in this Chabura, because we mentioned this Chassam Sofer so many times, Chassam Sofer in Parshas Tetzav and Teiris Moshe, who says that the greatest act of Mesiris Nefesh in history was what Aharon HaKohen did by the Chet HaEgel. Because Aharon HaKohen wasn't holding by the Chet HaEgel, but he did the Chet HaEgel because of what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, that he realized realize if they're going to kill him, they will have killed a Koyim V'Novi. And he said, Ulai, maybe they won't have any tikva. But if they worship the eagle, maybe they will have a tikva. So how am I going to get them to do the eagle? So Aharon HaKoyin says, I'm going to sacrifice myself. And the Chasam Sofer says, when Aharon HaKoyin engaged in the Chet Eagle, he thought it was all over. He thought he was giving himself up. And not just giving up his guf, giving up his neshama, which is the true mysterious nefesh, says the Chasam Sofer. You give up your guf, okay, you lose this world. You give up your nefesh, that's chorus. You're gone forever. And Aharon HaKoyin was prepared to give up his nefesh to save the nation. Right? That's the great madrega of the eagle. And because of his role in the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that if you're willing to be so moisa nefesh, so moisa nefesh for under a yidden, then your avoid of a rabbin heshev meyavoin, your avoid of yoru mishpatecha lo Yaakov yisrael b'Yisrael, to be an ambassador for my Torah is so chaved by me that I don't want you to do the avoida. B'nei Aharon. But every time it says Aharon, Aharon gets a schar. That his Torah, his virabim heshem meyavin, is going to be viewed as being so chaviv by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that the avoida is going to end up being done by somebody else. Now the truth is, where is Aharon suddenly mentioned as being the one that Hashem is talking to? It's the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Tzavis Aharon v'esbon of Lema. So the Chasam Sofer here, and really in a bunch of places, why here? So for 9 times in Parashas Vayikra, B'nei Aharon. All of a sudden, Tzavis Aharon. Why all of a sudden now are you commanding Aharon? So the Chasam Sofer says, based on something the Chavis Avava says in Shar HaKniyah, he says that one of the jobs of the Kohen was, he had to be Moitzias Hadeshen. You know what that means in English? In English, it means he had to take out the garbage. He said, really, that's a very, very billiger job. But Aharon HaKohen had to have this message of Kniya, of Anova. And there's an Indian that you see Anova from the Chumas Hadeshen, from the Hoitzias Hadeshen, says the Chavis Avavas. You see, it doesn't matter who you are. You're a priest, you're a high priest, you do it anyways. So says the Chasam Sofer, yeah, up until this point, Aharon does this message of a Hoitzias Hadeshen, Michutz Lamachina, this Aharon HaKohen needs also. Because Faker, he's the Kohen Gadol. He needs it even more than anybody else. And it's for that reason over here it's Sav es Aharon. Chasam Sofer, one of the places says that why does the pasuk begin with the word Sav? Right? Why the word Sav? So he says that Alpidus Chayvus Alvavus, that there's a message of Anova over here. So he says that we know the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that in the Sheva Mitzvah Noach, coming full circle with Avodah Zarah, that one of the Sheva Mitzvah Noach is Avodah Zarah. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says Vayitzav Hashem Elokim es Ha'adam. Right? Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Alo Adam. That's the pasuk of the Sheva Mitzvah Noach. And in Vayitzav Ella avoid the Zara. It's a Lashon HaGemara. So the Chasam Sofer says that this pasuk is a message in Anova. And Kol HaMisgoe, the Gemara says, is ki ilu oivet avoid the Zara. That's why the pasuk, the parish is called Sav. Because Sav means avoid the Zara. But either way, Vashteit on the Chasam Sofer. That the avoida that the Kehanim used to do in the Beis HaMikdash was a gewaldige avoida. But it doesn't come to the avoida of Aharon HaKohen. The avoida of Aharon HaKohen is the avoida of Rabim Heshiv Meyavoin. That's the avoida of Aharon HaKohen. And really, it's better for Aharon HaKohen to be a Virabim Heshem Meyavoin than to be in the Beis HaMikdash doing the Avodah. I don't know, but maybe this is a little bit of a tzushtal. The Karen Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu Lei Matzinu that he did the Avodah during these 40 years in the Midbar. And the Karen Torah says, B'ritzoynei hayo taloi, and em hayo ritzoynei hayo yachal l'shamish b'kuna g'day l'kam kol mem shana b'ches b'gadim. Ela mishum de tarit b'shchina hiniach l'harna kuna g'day l'. And it's very shver what this means. Tarit b'shchina is coming from the Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Alev Amid Beis, but arvach arvet tzarech. That Gemara also is very sussum. It's very hard to know what exactly that Gemara means. But it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu Avadi could have been the Kohen Gadol. Avad, if he wanted to do the Avodah, he could have done the Avodah. U'britzoynei ha'yataloi, because Moshe Rabbeinu understood that being Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Agoyla, being the teacher of Torah for Klal Yisrael, that's a bigger madrega. That's a bigger madrega than even being the Kohen Gadol. And it's for that reason, b'ritzoynei ha'yataloi. If he wanted to be Kohen Gadol, he could have been the Kohen Gadol. But he understood that this was greater. And the truth is, if you think about it, could be it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara that we actually learned together in this Masechta, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, it says, Yikarihim Mepninim. What does it mean, Yikarihim Mepninim? That Torah is so chashuv, it's even more chashuv than the Kohen Gadol HaNichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. It means when a person learns Torah, really his Avoida is a greater Avoida than the Kohen Gadol that goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. If it's true for someone that learns Torah, Kal V'Chaymer, it's true for someone that's Melamed Torah. And Kal V'Chaymer Ben Benoit Shekal V'Chaymer, Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Melamed Torah Li Yisrael, who is literally Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi. Maybe that's what it means, Torah demashchina. The Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi. I don't know. But the bottom line is, who Moshe Rabbeinu, who Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi, that avoida, the avoida of infusing Yidden with Torah, the Rabbim Heshem Me'ovah in Dosis Aggressor Avodah. That's Yikari him Yikon Godel Anichnas of Naival of him. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he could have been the Kohen Gadol if he wanted to, aber b'tzoynoi hayotoloi, hayotori de mashchino shemedaberes b'tech groinoi. Maybe that's the reason that we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu was ever Oisik. Even Aharon HaKohen wouldn't have. Good, there's certain things Aharon had no choice. He had to do. Moshe Rabbeinu had the choice. And because Moshe Rabbeinu had the choice, he chapped. What's the Iker? What's more Chavav? And it's for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu was Oisik in the Avodah. He was Oisik.